Hello, everyone. This is Donovan LaCroixie. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Hip Hop, Let's Talk R&B, Let's Talk What's Going On in the Community. And debuting with me, I've got rapper Jordan Williams. How you doing?
Doing good, Donovan. Nice to hear you again.
Nice to hear you. Listeners, why he's saying that, I did a radio interview with him, but you enjoyed it, right?
I loved it. Toronto is the first city to show me love, so I got love for you guys for many years to come from this, so I appreciate everything that you guys are doing for me.
All right. But you're showing on my podcast some love, too. And listeners, I've been away for a little while, but no, the podcast is still airing. It's just we got to get the people. And you know, with the holidays, too, Jordan, you know, people are busy, right? But let's hear about you and how you got into music in case our listeners want to know.
So, music, to me, is just it's a form of expression. I love it. I love bringing people together. I love letting people hear what I have to say. And I love everything that music has to offer in this world. And I feel like music should be for the better, to help people, to give people knowledge, to let people grow as individuals and as young people in this world. So I take a lot of time and a lot of energy to dedicate the right message in every song that I put out.
So what's the style? Are we more, in case like there are new listeners, and you've talked to me about your style before, are you more of a trapper? Are you more of a rapper? Are you more of burning down the place with the bars? Are you angry, saying you got something to let out, brother?
I'm a very peaceful man. I think spreading the word is a very peaceful thing. Yeah, you know, you may have your days where you may feel upset about something, but I don't let my emotions get the best of me. Mm-hmm. I let the very positive energy. My style is the deep house rap. For people who don't know what deep house rap is, I'm rapping. I'm preaching the word through my music, but I'm using the deep house, EDM, dance style of music to get my message across.
And how important is that to you to get your message across? Because listeners might confuse it and say, well, you're going like Flo Rida or Post Malone, trying to be like a poppy rap.
I feel like that however people want to label me as or how they want to say my style is, that's cool. I don't mind it. If you think I'm like those type of people, I think that's good. If you think I'm like somebody else, I think that's good too. If you like my music and you understand my message, I'll accept whatever category or person you want to put me under as. But I'm going to do it for me, and I love doing music, and I think people are going to appreciate that. And I try to keep it as 100% original as possible.
Now, who were inspirations in the game to you? Were you into the Flo Ridas? Were you into the Post Malones? Or totally different people?
Totally different people. I like Post Malone. I think his style is really good. I like Flo Rida, too. I think he had a good style. He brought people together. I think everybody who has reached the pinnacle in their career, in their music career, I should say, they have some talk about some type of power, some type of audience, and I think everybody could benefit off that.
So who were you more into, like, growing up? Did you like the 90s hip-hop, 2000s hip-hop, 2010s, or do you like today's hip-hop?
I am a 90s hip-hop. My first song I have ever listened to was Still Dre by Dr. Dre. Ooh. That piano riff that he has in the beginning, I don't know what triggered me as a young man. I was about 6 or 7 years old when I heard that song, and that inspired me. I was like, what this? And the whole West Coast scene. I'm actually originally from Orange County. My family's originally from the L.A. scene, so just listening to that just kind of brought me back in a way, and it just made me feel, I don't know, it just gave me flooded of ideas and inspiration, and I'm here today, paving the way.
Why don't you give us that West Coast feel? Why don't you give us the hard rock? Why don't you give, man, I'll come in there, I'll beat your ass up, man. Why don't you give us that stuff? Or you don't feel like that. And I mean, not all West Coast rap needs to be angry. You know, you can have a positive message. And you and I both know there are West Coast rappers. Look at, okay. Regulate, Warren G, for example. I don't know. I mean, that was one of his only biggest singles back in 1994. But it was pretty positive. I mean, okay. I know listeners will say, no, it was not positive. But it was talking about the streets, the life. You know what I'm saying? Not all West Coast music needs to be angry. Do you agree with me? Or do you think there does need to be some anger in West Coast hip hop?
I think that's for the artist. I feel like everybody comes from a different background or a different understanding of life. And if that's how they want to get their message across, then hey, all power to you. That's not how I'm going to get my message across. I don't want to come off as angry or aggressive or what you said, run up in your house. I'm not that type of man. I'm not that type of person, and I don't want to put that in my music. I want people to listen to my music and uplift them, maybe open up their minds to a whole new way of living, a whole new style that may benefit them or that may not. But I'm going to stay in my lane, and I'm going to keep trailblazing my own lane, and I might not step on any toes or pretend to be someone I'm not.
Do you think hip-hop is dead today? What do you think the biggest key that is missing it, the biggest element that is missing in hip hop right now, what do you think is?
I don't think anything is missing in hip hop right now. I think the people who have created hip hop and are continuing to trailblaze, they're doing their own style. They're getting their message across. I look at myself as another branch on the big music tree.
Have you ever, well, like, what do you think, sorry, not have you ever, like, what do you think of rappers today, like DaBaby, Roddy Ricch, Lil Baby? Are those your type of styles, too, that you can incorporate in your recent singles, even though you said it's more of, let's say, you know, EDM, but can you incorporate, you know, styles from Roddy Ricch, Lil Baby, and DaBaby?
I like those guys. I think they have a good flow. They have a good sound. It's just, I think we have two different styles of getting our message across. And that goes back to staying in my lane and keeping my stuff original. That's not me. I don't come from that lifestyle. I don't come from how they view life. Not saying they view life in a negative way. Everybody has a different style of how they view things and how they want to get their message across. And I'm just going to do it my way. But back to what you were saying, I think it would sound kind of cool if there were more hip hop artists doing a deep house vibe or doing a EDM dance vibe. And they bring a whole other new sound to what I'm trying to do and to make, you know, open up the music spectrum. And that's always good because we're all in the same business. We all want to put our taste or our emphasis on our artwork. And I feel like it's always good to have as many people as possible coming together, making music and getting their message across, however they want to do it.
Well, DaBaby, he was featured in that, I believe the pop group. He's trying a different style, DaBaby. I don't know the pop group listeners off the top of my head, but he's featured on a single, DaBaby, with a pop group. But let's say, do you see, like, again, back to my point, is do you see the listeners, again, they might compare you to Post Malone or, what do you call, Flo Rida, if you're doing EDM house rap. Like, oh, sometimes I get a feeling, yeah. Would you ever sample that song, by the way?
I like it. I like it. And I don't mind if they want to say that that's how I sound or that's who they view me as. That's cool. I'm going to let people view me how they want to view me, and whether they like it or not, that's on it. If I personally feel like Flo Rida, his style is, I think, very similar to mine. I will agree with you, because he did take him and Pitbull. Mm-hmm. They both kind of have that club poppy sound, but for me, I'm gonna try to enlighten you, trying to bring a whole new style of way of listening to music. I feel like music should have a piece of that again. I feel like all spectrums of music kind of lost a little bit of touch. And I hope if I come in and I get my name out there and I get some buzz, they'll see that and they'll understand, oh, okay, I see what he's trying to do. He's really trying to say something. He's really trying to bring these people together to see the light, to really try to bring this world back to where it needs to be. Because I think when it comes to music or any type of artwork, entertainment-wise, you take bits and pieces of the world or of your life and you implement that into music. And I feel like if we could bring music back to the positive healing side, when it originally came, when music was originally made to heal people, not to bring people down. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if we could bring people back to making people feel good about themselves, making people feel they can accomplish what they want to accomplish. And I feel like I did my job.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But can there still be a positive message in talking about what's like the drugs, the sex, and the threesomes? Could there be a positive message in that as an artist, or you don't think so?
I think there can be if they put in that style that it's not a good thing. Because you got to think, a lot of people who listen to music, the age gap ranges from young kids to adults or even to grandparents. Mm-hmm. So I feel like to really get your message across, you got to speak to the youth. You got to make the youth understand the difference between right and wrong, and understand how these can there's cause and effect in different types of lifestyles or behaviors or whatever. So my goal and my mission in my music career is to start people off on the right path and get them to understand that there's wrongs and there's rights in this world. So the music that has a lot of the sex, money, drugs, and violence, that's them. They have that style, they like that, but they can make it positive if they say, you know, it's not good to have that type of lifestyle. But that's just me. I don't think that lifestyle is my cup of tea, but there are millions of listeners that love that, and they're doing a great job of bringing that to the world, and they're making a lot of money, so I can't hate. Mm-hmm. They're doing what they want to do, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Hey.
So let me paint you a picture. Let's just say if, you know, we want to take in, right? We want to just mentor you, and we want to sign you. But we want you to kind of sex it up a bit. You know, we kind of want you to change the image. Would you be willing to do that if you got signed today to change the message? Or would you go independent?
Not at all. I would never try to change my image for a contract. You come to me and you know what I'm about. You know the style, you know my image, you know my message I'm trying to get out there. I would never change that. So if that's the case, I'll go independent and I'll do what I gotta do to get that music out there. But to me, that style and that image that they try to put on, you know, the new and up and coming artists, to see if we could try to get them to be how we want them to be, it's not going to fly with me. I'll walk right out that door and not even look back.
But we're paying you $1.2 million. We're paying you $1.2 million to show off your body.
No amount of money, no amount of women, no amount of materialistic things will ever change my mind on what I am trying to do as an artist. You cannot change my mind. It doesn't matter.
Even if Drake comes in and say, yo, boy, yeah, you know, I got a song, yo, dog. I got a song you and I can work on together. But it is about smashing random women. Can you join on? Or you would say, Drake, sorry, buddy. I love you. But again, and I see where you're coming from. I'm just painting on the other side. Because you know this industry. They want you to sell out. And some, maybe some, okay. And what do you say to people? I'm not dancing all over the place. Sorry. But what do you say to people that call you a sellout for EDM music?
I'll be like, they haven't listened to me. Because when you really listen to house and EDM and dance music, it's about love. It's about spreading love. And that's all I'm about. I'm about spreading love and spreading the right message. But back to what you're saying about Drake.
Yeah.
If Drake said, hey, man, I got a song. I want you to talk about, you know, like you said, smashing or having sex with random women. Although that ain't my image, man. If you want to change up the image to make it more something that I'm about, then that could be beneficial for both of us. Mm-hmm. But if you want to put me in that box of, all right, let's see if he's going to be a sellout. No, I'm never going to be a sellout. I'm always going to be relevant and doing my thing, trailblazing the deep house rap, and keep putting that positive message out there. Whether you hate me or not, I'm never going to be a sellout. I'm never going to change my image. And I'm never going to be someone that they want me to be. I'm going to be who I want to be. I'm going to be the person that God wants me to be.
Mm-hmm.
And people will always, they may hate it. Because it's not the quote-unquote norm in this society nowadays. But they're going to have to respect it. And that is all I ask for at the end of the day. You don't got to like me, but you are most definitely going to respect me. I'm keeping it original, keeping my faith, and keeping my energy. You can hear that in a lot of my music. You know, you're not going to change my mind. You're not going to try to put me in a box.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm a rare type of artist in a way of they absolutely love me because they're going to try to persuade me, but they don't like me because they can't. They won't be able to persuade me in that type of way. I'm a very strong man.
You sound like you're a strong man, and you are strong. Kudos to you, but there's a lot of people that won't walk away from that Drake. When Drake says anything, they're bending on their knees saying, yes, yes, I'll do it. I want the money. And you know, your influence, as you told me on a radio interview, is Drake. But you're right, you do have to hold true in this music industry, people. You gotta hold true to who you are as a person. If you're a type of person that just says yes to everything, well, you may not even be around. But then again, if you say no too, can't they just cut you? What do you say if you, let's say, you stand up for yourself? This has not happened, but if you tell Drake, I'm sorry, I can't do it. Well, brother, then we have to move on then. I was going to sign you and everything, but I just wanted to clean up that image.
Well, hey, you're going to see one way or another. If you don't want to sign me, then I'm going to go pick my own label and I'm going to do what I need to do. It's going to bring in a lot more money because I'm going to.
Mm-hmm. Do you just want to repeat that again? I had a little issues hearing you. You want to repeat that again for the listeners in case they didn't hear you?
No. I said I'm going to have to walk away and I'm going to go create my own thing because at the end of the day, I have to do what's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm never going to be a sellout, my man.
No, that's true. I hear you. I'm on your side, Jordan. I'm on your side, okay? But you know, in this show, you know I'm gonna be asking tough questions. You know that, right?
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
Oh, I love it. This is the epitome of what I do in the music.
Okay.
This comes with the job, and I love it.
Okay.
I absolutely love it because I have a chance to express myself in a way that I think a lot of people, it makes I feel like you put me on a platform and you give me a stage, I feel like people are gonna be refreshed. And they're gonna say, finally, someone is out in this world actually doing something that's right. Because people may say they do stuff right, they got this, but under the covers and behind closed doors, they're really nasty people. But I'm
Preach.
gonna be full and through, genuine and bright behind closed doors. When you meet me, it's I'm a very genuine, honest man, and I'm gonna keep it that way throughout my life and throughout my music career, which I know is gonna be very successful. It's
Okay.
gonna be very successful.
Yeah, you are. You're starting coming up. Remember, you told me the radio interview was your first interview, and this is your second interview with me. So, I'm putting you on a platform. I'm not saying you need to praise me, but I'm just saying you're gonna get big, brother.
Oh, Donovan, I'm gonna say this, man, and this is documented. The moment I reach the platform and the pinnacle that I'm gonna reach, I will never forget CJRU 1280. I will never forget the podcast, and I will never forget you as an individual. The first person to ever recognize what I'm doing, man, it's gonna trust me, my brother. It's gonna be something that I'll be like, yo, man, these are the people that represented me and loved me and kept me alive. This is you guys gave me this opportunity to do what I need to do, and I will never forget that. So I appreciate this, man. I really do.
Okay. And listeners, yes, he just shouted the station, CJRU 1280 AM. That's the station I do interview artists at. But I bring artists who are good, like Jordan Williams, on this platform when I know they're good, they're reliable, they're dependable. Now, I wanted to talk to you about your music because you just dropped an EP, right? Do you want to talk about your singles? Because it is all of the singles from this EP were Deep House Rap and do, do, do,
No, this is my first official 4-track EP. Got 4 songs out there. You'll hear Dreams is the one that's streaming worldwide right now. I have Some of You, which is also streaming worldwide. I have Big Mood, which is also streaming worldwide, and First Class, which is also streaming worldwide. So I appreciate everybody taking time out of their busy, hectic days to tap in, listen, like, follow, download, whatever you do. I appreciate you guys giving me the opportunity to spread what I have to say. And I hope you guys continue to spread my message. And when those fans, those listens, likes, and follows grow, it's all because I'm doing it for you. I'm responding to what you guys say and give me back as feedback. And just a little disclaimer, I will be dropping my first single coming very soon, titled Monogamy. It's a very strong message, it's a very strong lyrics, and I hope you guys will enjoy it.
Ooh, that's a strong title. Wow, what made you come up with a nog anogamy or anatomy? Which one?
Monogamy.
Monogamy, no, sorry. Wow. Okay, do you want to talk about what made you come up with that title?
Because I feel like that's something that people need to understand in life. and a lot of my messages coming now are going to be real strong messages that people need to understand in life. And I feel like monogamy is a very, very strong message. It's going to get a lot of people's ears listening, because I feel like it goes both ways. I feel like a man, me and you are both men, we want a loyal, strong woman. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be concerned if she's cheating or behind my back, and vice versa. These women out here need a very strong, loyal man. So I feel like that message is going to really wake some people up in a way that, okay, there are people out here that actually do believe in that and do want to have a very strong connection with one individual, instead of spreading the love from this woman or to this man. If you spend your time with building your energy and your focus with one woman or one man, you can go very, very far. You'll have a better understanding of who you are and what love really means. Because I feel like the word love has got very diluted in a negative way. And we need to bring it back to the positive way of love, how love really makes a man and a woman feel.
Amen.
And I feel like people need to hear this message in a way to make them feel there is someone out there who's fighting for this, because this is what I believe, but no one believes in this with me. I don't want to love anybody, or I just want to stay by myself, which is okay. But at the end of the day, love is the strongest force in this world. And if we bring love back to the main stage, I feel like this world will be a better place.
Will be the better place. But what do you want to tell the ladies that they say, I haven't found love, or I'm scared I could get hurt? What do you say to those ladies?
Oh, and I'd be like, I understand why you feel that way. Because this man or this woman made you feel some negative type of way about love, or showed you a negative way of love. So I understand those women and those men who say, fuck love, I don't want it, I don't want this, I don't want that. I understand where they're coming from, because I was in the same situation where women would cheat. I would have people say, oh, this and that, or even sometimes men would tell me negative things about a woman, and I'll let it get to my head, when she's probably the diamond in the rough, but I'm listening to other people tell me their point of view. And to those people who have that struggle, I feel for you. And I understand why you have that struggle. Because the word love, use of the word love, has been very diluted. And I understand why those people are scared. So I take that upon myself to crush it. Mm-hmm. And to let it be known, this is what love is. This is what love really is. And I feel like it'll be a breath of fresh air to people. Someone actually understands what it means.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever have a single where you would talk about being in love with two women? Because some people do have music where they feel you can have more than one soulmate. What are your thoughts to that?
Well, everybody is different. And like I said, I'm going to stay in my lane, and if that's their way of expressing their form of love, hey, all power to you. But my way of expressing love is a one man with one woman, or one woman with one man. Amen. And that's how I feel.
Amen. That's definitely okay to feel that way. Okay, so do you want to talk about First Class, what it's about? Because you talked about the singles, right? Do you want to specify what First Class, Big Mood? Do you want to specify, like, dive into more what these singles are about?
Of course. I feel like we'll start with Dream. That's the number one song that I'm getting a lot of screen plays right now. Mm-hmm. Dreams is a type of song that makes me feel, and I hope my listeners feel, like they can accomplish anything that they want to. Mm-hmm. And everybody has a dream, and you are the only person that is going to crush your dream. No one can take your dream away from you. And Some of You is about a woman that I saw, and I wanted to give her some good positive energy. I wanted to express deeper feelings than just a one-night stand or maybe you got a nice ass or whatever. I want that song so for a woman to hear and be like, okay, you actually looking at my energy, he's looking at the person that I am and who I want to become instead of just a sex symbol. And Big Mood is a challenge that I had in my life trying to figure out between good and evil and conquering the evil and understanding that trying to be two people at the same time is never healthy for anybody. Know who you are, love yourself, and own it. Whether that's negative or positive, but know who you are and own it and conquer it. Yeah. And First Class is a good one that I one of my other favorites other than Dreams. It was a good positive message, man. I feel like this type of love and this type of energy that I'm on, I'm in first class. I'm at the top of my game. You can't put me in a box. My love and my energy and my light will always shine, and it makes me feel like I'm in first class. So I think people can relate to them. I think people can relate to all four songs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you remember what I said about Dreams?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so do you know who we would put on the remix?
Dreams, there's only on the remix for Dreams. I think Big Gold was the one I think I want Drake to be on. Mm-hmm. I think you have a good understanding of that.
Yep.
Some of You would be a good, I think I said Big Gold. Mm-hmm. I think Lizzo has a very good, strong, positive energy about her. And she's a friend of love. I think Some of You. I think, any of my songs, really, can fit for a Drake or a Lizzo because they have that type of energy about them, but I can see that they're really trying to spread love and get their message across, and I feel like that's my style too. So to be honest, all four styles, Drake, Lizzo, you guys are listening, hit a brother up and let me know because I'll start you that track and you can do a remix.
Well, Lizzo could. I would say Flo Rida could. I don't know if I see Drake in EDM music. I don't know. I see DaBaby more doing it. But remember, I said for the remix, dreams are real enough.
I feel a shot.
It was just believe. I could see her.
I would love to meet a Shanti. She's a beautiful, beautiful woman. She has good, positive energy, and I feel like me and her could really do some beautiful artwork together one day.
Mm-hmm. I could also, okay. So you got to understand why I said I don't see Drake EDM. There's artists I do see. Again, DaBaby I see. I see Kelly Rowland doing it. I see Chris Brown doing it. But Drake strikes me as it's too fast for him and he wouldn't know where to fit in. What do you say that? Or do you disagree with me?
I don't know. I would have to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
When I started making hip-hop and trap beats. Mm-hmm. That's forward 90, 80, 97 tempo I fell in love with because it was very easy to find my pocket and find my fit. But when I heard the EDM and the house music, it took a different style for me. It took a little bit of time to find my pocket, but once I got it, it sounded very modern and very original. And I was like, okay, this is where I need to be at. So I feel like any artist who wants to branch out to a different genre or a different tempo or a different style of beat, it just takes a little bit of practice. But I feel like if you already have the ear of music, I think you could kind of conquer it pretty quickly.
I see what you mean, but you get what I'm saying when there's certain artists you do see, like Chris Brown, I could see, because remember he had that, turn up the music, remember he had that, and then you see Kelly Rowland, she had, oh gosh, I forget that single, but she does very well with EDM music and pop, Kelly Rowland, she does very well. Some will do DaBaby starting to fit in that era. There's just certain rappers I see, but there's certain rappers I can't see Drake doing an EDM. I could see him remixing your song and coming up with an urban, what do you call it? Would you be open to that or no?
If he remixed it and made it more urban, but it had a positive love message, that all power to it. I would totally accept it. But if he would take my music and try to change what I'm saying in a more of a negative way, then I'll be like, no, man, don't be doing that.
No, no, no. Come on. You know Drake wouldn't do that. You know, and listeners, Drake is not a bad guy. Like, I don't see him saying what he got. Unless, what he got, he'd say, okay, we'll do that. But you know I want urban, remix it up. It'll be positive, though. You'll say yes, and he'll say, okay, I won't swear. We'll do the positive thing, you know. I'm just going to pretend I'm Drake. We won't do that. Drake, if you're listening, I'm pretending. Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that. But you owe me a song, though, on my song. What if he says you owe me a song where you're going to have to talk about getting up in the club?
I'm going to have to politely decline. I'm sorry, Drake, man. I'm a very strong man. I cannot change my image or who I am. I would appreciate the love and the respect that you give me, and you should understand my message. But if I owe you a song, I'm going to owe you a song that's going to be my style, that's going to have my energy on it. And I think Drake will understand. Drake will understand. I think he would do that for me.
I think so. Drake, come on. Understand if you're listening. For Adonis, okay, Drake? Your son. Come on. You're getting older now, so you got to kind of think differently. When you have children rappers, you kind of got to think. And I know there might be listeners clapping. Well, who cares if they have children? It's still their art and their... Yeah, but your message is God. What do you think when you have children as a rapper? Do you think your message should change or not necessarily?
If I had children and I was an artist, which I am, but if I had children and I was an artist at their pinnacle, I would make sure my music was clean and my kids could listen to it. It's just exactly what Eddie Murphy did when he got out. He stand up and started doing more clean movies. He did it because he wanted his kids and his kids' friends and then all their people to watch him. So I think staying relevant is a key in any type of entertainment. But if I had kids and I was at their pinnacle, I would make sure my music was clean and very easy to listen to for kids. And my music doesn't have any curse words. I'm not talking about any violence, sex, or drugs. So if you got on four, man, your grandma can listen to my stuff and like it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that's good. I'm glad you don't swear in your music. Most of the music I play and listen to, it all has one F word, two F words, three F words. Some just have a whole song of just swearing, swearing, swearing. But it's art. They could clap back and Drake could say, listen, man, I'm talking about what I want to talk about. And there's messages behind that vulgarity. Now, again, you and I talked about this earlier. But what if you have listeners that are angry right now in this interview saying, well, then it's boring that if you're not going to swear. It just expresses the art. How do you respond to that?
Well, I'll be like, I'm sorry, it's boring. You don't have to listen to me no more. I'm going to make music that is going to be clean for all types of people to listen to. But, hey, if you think it's boring, at least you know my name, at least you've listened to it, and at least you'll take recognition of what I'm trying to do. And who knows? I feel like that's the crazy part about music is you may not like it. A couple months down the road, it blows up, and then you might like it. I was in that shoes. I'm still am a listener. I listen to music every day. Not my thing. But it blows up, and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, people seem to rock it. All right, must be a good song then, if everybody's listening to it. But I feel like that's what people do as listeners is they will have their own opinion, and then sometimes let other people sway their opinion based on the energy or what the crowd feels. And okay, that's a good thing, but I just got to keep it original. That's it. Mm. That's it. So if it's boring, I'm sorry. You don't got to listen.
Yeah, if it's a what do you got? And Drake tried something, God's Plan, listeners remember 2 years ago. So Drake, come on. We're talking about you, but you know what? He's still talking about his music. But if you can't respect, he wants to go clean. He doesn't want to talk about sex, drugs, alcohol. Then come on, Drake, think of Adonis again, okay? Just think of your son, because you don't want your son getting into all that when he's older. Am I correct or am I wrong? Well, you know, hey, everybody has a different art. This is what I'm saying. Everybody has a different art, and some people might think those things are cool. I mean, me, I don't think, you know, talking about sex, drugs, 24/7 as an artist, and especially when I have kids, shouldn't my mindset be changed?
If I had kids and I were selling drugs in the violence and having multiple sex partners, me personally, I would want to change my lifestyle so I could give my son or daughter a better chance than I had. And I feel like every parent wants that for their kid. And I feel like that goes across the globe. When you have a kid, you want the utmost what's best for your kid. You will fight for that kid. You will protect that kid. You are going to try to give a kid the best life they could ever have. And I feel like, I mean, it's priceless. You can't have kids and not want to love and protect them. And that goes from a father's standpoint, and that comes from a mother's standpoint. And I know that some people may have a different view on what they feel is protected or trying to give their kid a better life, but everybody deserves a fighting chance. And if I was running the streets, I don't think having a kid is the right idea. Mm-hmm. But hey, people may have kids or may not or still be in that lifestyle. Hey, that's all of them. Mm-hmm. No harm, no foul. Mm-hmm. But for me personally, I mean, if I have a kid, which I do want a family one day, I'm going to do what I got to do to make sure that my kids are going to have a fighting chance. But I need to make sure that I lead a perfect example, because kids are like sponges. They will soak up anything and everything. So if that means I need to clean my act up and clean Mitch up, then okay, I will, because I want my kid to be better than me. And that's how I view it.
So listeners, what he's saying, if you're not in the right mind space and you're still in the streets selling drugs and you're rapping, you better think if you want to bring a life, you know what I'm saying, a child into that. I mean, me, I would love a family, listeners, I would. But again, this is about music at the end of the day. But what you say and do in your music, it will reflect your kids. Do you think so?
I definitely agree. I definitely think music has a very, very powerful way of persuading the youth and the world, whether it's positive or negative. Mm-hmm. And that goes all across the board with any type of entertainment, stand-up comedy, if you're an actor or an actress or a TV show host, or the image that you are putting out in the world, it will come back, whether if it's positive or negative. And if you are having kids in a negative environment, you know, I feel like that the kid will always have a fighting chance at life. It's just a different outlook on life. I feel like, you know, I wouldn't want to have a kid in that type of mindset or that type of energy. I want the best for my kid, and I know that everybody wants what's best for their kid. And hey, you know, we all may be parents one day, and we all want different things for our children, but I feel like it really does play a huge part in the image and the lifestyle that you live. Mm-hmm. So, and even if you want that lifestyle to come back for you, it will. If you want that lifestyle to come back for you in a positive, negative way, it always will come back. Life is very interesting. It's a huge circle. The type of energy that you put out, you will receive back, whether that's positive or negative. Me personally, I want the most positive lifestyle that I could ever have, because that is longevity for myself, for my family, and for futures to come.
Mm-hmm. And I was just going to say, listeners, even if you don't have kids or you can still relate to this, wouldn't you still want the best for your nieces and your nephews listening to the music, whether you're aunt, uncle, an auntie, whatever? You still want the best for those, you know, those kids growing up and listening to music. Because as he said, what you listen to, we should be listening. But what if you have listeners that say, well, then why not be a gospel artist then if you want to always be positive?
Well, it's actually funny that you brought that up. I was actually talking to one of my friends today, and he said, hey, man, I like your music. I know a couple of gospel stations that I could play your music. And I said, cool. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that I'm not a gospel man. I'm not saying that I have full faith. All I'm saying is whoever likes my music and wants to listen, they will pay their respects. So if that's gospel, if that's rap, if that's deep house, if that's country, rock, hey. Mm-hmm. Spread my music and spread my positive message around the world, because people need to hear positive music again.
Mm-hmm. They need to hear it. Radio stations need to hear positive music. But unfortunately for some radio stations, 80% is the negative content. So, but we're here to change that, right?
Me, you, and an army of a lot of people, man. Let me tell you.
All right. So I know you will have a single soon, but when will I get my album? I know the EP just dropped, but when do you think we'll have an album? And what do you think we'll call it? You know what I think for an album, a future album? I have a couple of ideas. Positive 101. Positive 101 energy. What about that?
Positive 101 energy. I like it.
Would that be like
forward?
Would that be an album title you would give or no?
I'll have to get back to you on that, Donovan.
No, I don't want to say too much. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. But what about... would you do a self-titled album, CJ Williams?
I think my mixtape will be self-titled. And maybe, you know, down the line, I may do another self-titled But I don't know. I haven't. That's a good question, Donovan. I have not thought of a album title yet. I'm working on my couple singles that I'll be releasing in 2021. There will be three. Three singles will be coming out under my name in 2021, and then I will be releasing my first debut album at the end of 2021. So, Donovan, you will receive your album at the end of the 2021 year.
Wow, and I definitely would love it because, you know what? It's like we said, we need more positivity in the world. And what do you want to say to people that are not getting positivity in the world? Because, you know, the negative news with the COVID-19, and not that we're downplaying COVID-19, it is serious, but they have that, they can't be around people, they're just stuck in their own bubble, every negative voice coming at them left, right, and center. What do you want to say as an artist to those people that are constantly bombarded with negative images too, but they're just bombarded with negativity? What do you want to say to them?
Times are changing. Be patient. Keep fighting to do what's right, because our time is coming, best believe. And with this whole COVID thing going around, I think it really gave people some time to slow their mind down and really think about what's happening in this world for the first time. And I think in many years, this is the first global thing that happened to each and every person on this planet. They had time, real time, to sit and think about what they are doing in this world and in their life, whether it's negative or positive. But with all the hustle and bustle of work and shopping and going out and hanging out and going to the movies, it's the simplest thing of going to the movies or going to the bar and hanging out. It gave us a lot of time to really sit down and think, what is really going on in this world? What do we need to change in order to prepare our bodies and our minds for something like this to happen? Because millions of people were scared that, wow, people are dying. There's a sickness out there that I can get. People were not prepared for it, mentally and physically. So if you take some time to sit back and think on how you are living your life and how to better prepare yourself for a dramatic situation like this, people have a better sense of understanding of who they are and what they need to do to better themselves. I'm a vegan as well, too, so I do not eat any animal products. For about 2-3 years strong now. So understanding what veganism means plays a huge role in health and the lifestyle that people are living right now with the style of eating and that stuff. That plays a big role in people's health. Not saying that, you know, people who eat meat and have dairy products are bad people, but take a deeper look at what that style of eating plays on your body. And health is everything. And that is what the problem is right now with going on with COVID, is people don't know what to do. They're kind of stuck. And if you take your body and you treat it the way it deserves to be treated, these things won't be happening in this world. And veganism has helped me in so many ways, spiritually, socially, mentally, physically, you name it, down to the cell. So I'm a very firm believer in that. that will also be one of my singles coming up. I will be talking about veganism in one of my singles. After Monogamy comes out, I will be talking about veganism. And I feel like those two are very, very strong messages, especially in this day and age and what's happening right now, these current events. And health plays a huge role in people's lives. And we need to get back to understanding what we can and cannot be putting in our bodies to get the most out of our bodies. And that starts with your diet, and that starts with how you're living. And I'm a very firm believer in health is wealth, and we got to have strong minds and strong bodies, and bringing us back to the mind and body connection is huge. It's very huge. And a lot of these things that we're going to start seeing in these next couple of years of what we can do to get the most out of our bodies so we can better prepare for events like COVID. So there's a lot to come for me, and I know listeners out there are going to be like scratching their heads like, what is he talking about? But just a lot of things are going to change in this world. So the people who don't know what to do yet, stay patient, stay calm, and keep doing what's right, because this world is changing for the better, and we are seeing it right now. So just stay patient, because I am fighting for you guys.
That's a really, really, really good message. And to those, actually, you beat me to my question, because I was going to ask you if you were going to talk about veganism in your singles, but you said you are after the single that's about to come out in a few weeks. So you are. That's good. I don't need to ask you. But what do you want to say to the people that are rocking with the music and they love it?
Thank you. And every like and every stream counts. I would not be doing what I love if it wasn't for you guys. You guys are my warriors, spreading my message across, and I'm fighting this fight with you. I will not turn my back. I will be loyal. I'll be through. I'll be true, thick and thin. You guys have my word.
All right. Do you want to throw out your platforms quickly in case people want to reach you or get a hold of you?
I am streaming my self-titled mixtape, Jordan Williams, is streaming on all platforms. The main one is Spotify and Apple Music. I am also on YouTube as well. My Instagram is JordanCWilliams1. I do have a Facebook. I'm not on Facebook religiously, but you could look me up with this, just my name, Jordan Williams. It will have my cover of my self-titled mixtape on there. So you guys are very easily accessible to listeners and to followers. So show some brothers some love, and I'm doing it for you guys.
All right. And listeners, if you want to reach me, Donovan, Donovan, period, LACROXI at gmail.com. I'm on Twitter. I'm Donovan LaCroxy as well, too. And yeah, Jordan, do you have any final things you want to say in closing?
Be patient, guys. The world is changing. I love each and every one of you, and I'm doing it for you.
All right. I want to thank you for debuting over my podcast.
I love it, man. Appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
All right. And listeners, that's going to do it for another episode published December 20th, 2020. I'm back. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you.